T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Mother's Day should be a sweet holiday, right? No, not for this guy you're about to be introduced to, because he got a gift for his baby mama that his girlfriend is furious about. All right, Vanessa, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey.
Hey. Sounds like we should wish you a happy Mother's Day. Yes or no?
No. So my boyfriend I've been with for about a little over 6 months or so or whatever, and he bought his baby mom. I'm sorry, I'm just so frustrated. He bought her a gift for Mother's Day.
Okay. So he and this woman have a child together.
Right.
Okay. And he got her a gift for Mother's Day.
Right.
And you're mad about that?
Yeah.
Or mad about, like, what the gift is?
No, it's not about what the gift is. It's, like, it's just, like, an inappropriate thing to do. He's in a relationship with me, and he doesn't really have even, like, a decent relationship with her. And he's buying her a gift, like, for Mother's Day or any holidays. I don't care if it's Mother's Day or her birthday or whatever. Like, you don't do that.
How old is the child?
She's just 8 months.
And how long have you been with him?
A little over 6.
Okay. So,
they have a baby together.
Yeah. So he's probably buying the gift, like, on behalf of the baby, because I don't think you can get a credit card until you're 18 months.
Yeah. But obviously, I mean, the baby doesn't care about any gifts or whatever, so obviously it's from him.
But didn't your boyfriend buy it on behalf of the baby? Like, they just had this child before y'all met.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, if they were maybe had some kind of decent relationship or something, but, like, it doesn't make sense that he's buying her
they do have a relationship. It's a baby.
An 8-month-old.
It doesn't matter, like, if they like each other or don't like each other. There's a relationship there for eternity. Hang on one second. Hold on, Vanessa. We'll come right back to you, okay?
At least 18 years. At least.
Tiffany, do not cuss. What do you think?
I want to smack her. She is so jealous. This guy needs to run for the hills. Plus, he's setting a precedent. He needs to get her Mother's Day gift every year for the sake of this kid. This kid needs to be getting when he's 5 years old, he doesn't have his own money to buy a gift. It's the father's responsibility to be giving this woman a gift.
Now,
this
Tiffany.
This guy needs to run.
Devil's advocate here. Perhaps maybe an 8-month-old doesn't need to be given a gift to mom. Maybe that can start.
First Mother's Day.
I'm being devil's advocate.
This guy is a nice guy, and he deserves a better girlfriend than this girl who's so jealous.
Vanessa, maybe are you a little jealous?
No. I mean, there's nothing there. And honestly, if the baby, or like when, you know, it was 5 years old or something, he said, hey, can you please, I want to get mommy something or whatever, then I might have a different point of view, but, like, that's not what's happening, you know? And I'm not saying he has to hate her, but, like, he shouldn't be, like, going out of his way to get her gifts. It's not appropriate.
All right, hold on. Adriana in College, have we even given the phone number out yet?
Mm-mm.
Adriana in College Park totally understands where Vanessa's coming from.
Totally don't understand where Vanessa's coming from. This baby is, what you said, 8 months old?
Yes.
Y'all been together for 6 months. So first of all, aren't you moving a little fast? Do you really think he's over the girl? Second of all, yes, as it being her first Mother's Day and that's the father of her child, he better get her something. If not, like, how rude is that? It's her first Mother's Day. What are you worried about? If it's nothing there, then the gift doesn't matter, right?
Okay.
Well, I have a question. Did Vanessa, did he tell you that he got the gift, or did you find out by like seeing a receipt?
He told me after the fact.
Oh, well, at least he told you. Because I feel like if he wouldn't have told her, then it's kind of like, oh, that stings. Why wouldn't you like let me in on that?
But even, okay.
But I think you're kind of crazy.
Like, oh, it's her, whatever. I mean, it's her friend's Mother's Day. It's okay, great. Well, she has other family that will give her gifts and maybe like get her a card. Don't buy her a $100 locket.
Wow. Oh, it was a locket?
Locket's kind of personal.
Yeah, wait, what?
Hey. It's from the baby.
That's true. It's from the baby.
Oh, my God. The baby doesn't know anything. The baby's
Vanessa.
Not involved.
Wow.
The baby hasn't made a decision.
Hey, Vanessa, who is he going to spend time with on Sunday?
Who? Oh. I hadn't gone that far to ask him, but it's better. He's not spending it with her.
Well, she's the baby mama.
Has he already given her the locket?
No, but
he may be delivering it.
Sunday with her. No,
hanging out with her on Mother's Day.
Not happening.
Rebecca in Lawrenceville, say hi to Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hey.
I just want to let you know that you knew what you were getting yourself into when you started dating this guy. You've only been with the baby was 2 months old when you started dating him. This is her first Mother's Day. And as a mother, a divorced mother, if my child is six, if my son's father gave me a Mother's Day present, that would mean the world to me. Not because I love him, not because I'm remarried. It's coming from the child. So you need to put your big girl panties on and you need to grow up and just get over it.
Love it. All right. 404-263-0941.
Yeah, good luck getting through.
How would you feel if your boyfriend got his baby mama a birthday gift?
Star 94.1. And now, here's Jeff and Jen.
If you're just jumping into the Jeff and Jen show this morning, we're talking with Vanessa, who is really upset about the Mother's Day holiday. Vanessa, can you tell everybody just a really quick, like 30 seconds of the situation you're dealing with?
Yeah, so my boyfriend bought his ex, who's the mother of his baby, a locket that was like $100 for Mother's Day. And I think it's incredibly inappropriate and it sends the wrong message. And frankly, honestly, I think that he needs to buy me something if he's going to buy her something. And it should be at least five times as much.
No.
So Vanessa's boyfriend has an 8-month-old with his baby mama. And Vanessa and him have been together for 6 months.
Just a few technical questions. Not that they matter, but did he actually date this woman that he had the baby with, or was it a one night stand, a whoops type thing?
No, they were in a relationship.
Okay, they were in a relationship, so he knows her. So it's not like okay, so all right, so he knows her. And do you and him have any children together?
No.
But you just said that if he buys her a locket from his child, is it a son or daughter that he has with her?
Son.
Okay, so if he buys a locket from his son to his ex, the boy's
baby
mama, right?
On her first Mother's Day.
On her first Mother's Day, he needs to also buy you a gift on Mother's Day, even though the two of you don't have any kids together.
Yeah. And he's because you know why? Because it's inappropriate and it sends the wrong message, so he needs to rectify that.
It sends the wrong message to who?
To her, to like make her think that there's maybe something there that there isn't. And just like, just in general, like you don't buy other women gifts. Especially, you know what, if he got her a card, that would have been fine. You know what I mean? But you don't buy her a gift. And everyone's like, it's not from the baby. The baby didn't pick anything out.
Hey, Samantha, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm sorry, but I am in that boat. I am the girlfriend of a man who has a child with another woman, and I make sure that he does get her something because she's a mother. She carried that child for 9 months. Whether they are together or not, she's a mother, and he's the father of that child. That's his job and his responsibility as the father of that child, to teach that little boy how women should be treated and how it should treat his mother. Yeah, it's young right now, but go ahead and get in that habit.
Stacy in Dallas. Sorry, I cut her off. Stacy in Dallas.
She gave him a child. The least he can do is get her a locket.
That right there should
solid
be on the
point.
A wall of every hospital gift shop in front of a case that sells diamonds.
Yes.
For dads. She gave you a baby. You can get her a locket. Why isn't Shane Company running those spots?
Oh, so good.
I'm Tom Shane. She gave you a baby. You give her a locket.
Diamonds.
Tina diamonds. In Atlanta, welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning. First of all, Vanessa, go have several seats in the back corner. This man is doing what he's supposed to do. It's no different if it's Father's Day and she chose to get him something from Father's Day.
Hold on, Tina. Hey, are you expecting anything from the baby's mama to your boyfriend on Father's Day?
No.
Would you be upset?
Well, I understand. Everyone keeps talking about, like, this is what they're supposed to do. No, they're supposed to raise the kid. What does gifts have to do with raising a child?
You know what? I'm just going to lie. Hey, Tina, go ahead and talk right to Vanessa.
You know what, Vanessa? It's not even about the amount. It's about the action. He is teaching his son that if you still can be an adult and still be a respectable, responsible adult and handle your business and still have a relationship. That's what he's teaching his son. Vice versa, if she was to get him a gift. You need to grow up, honey, because guess what? You've only been in the game 6 months. You got a long way to go. You got 18 years. So you either better deal with it now or go ahead and cut your losses and get out now. Because he is going to be in that child's life, and that baby is not going anywhere. So you better, you may need to go to your therapist. You may need to go to your therapist and get a little help with this, because guess what? They're going to be there. You may not be, but the baby's going to be there. So get ready to deal with it.
I think, as Vanessa, you might be the first woman in history mad at a man for doing the right thing.
Who does that? I guess you get mad, too, because he pays child support. Girl, go have several feet. Go have several feet.
He pays child support.
All right, Vanessa.
Truth right
there. People are done getting it. Because, like, I'm not saying you shouldn't be a father and you shouldn't be there and you shouldn't, like, treat, the mother with respect or anything. I'm just saying there's no reason to be, like, exchanging gifts and spending all this money.
All right. Vanessa, we can't even take any more phone calls. Every single phone call is saying the same exact thing. You need to grow up. Two, he needs to dump you. And three, your jealousy is gross.
I'm not jealous. She's still fat from the pregnancy. And
okay. Wow. Goodbye. That's that. Okay.
Whoa, she just got mean girls right there.
That's it.
Wow. I have this strong urge to punch her in the face.
I'm Tom Shane. She pushed something out of her uterus, so you should put something around her neck. The birth locket. Only at Shane Company.
You're not done with this yet. Search Jeff and Jen Show on Facebook and share your thoughts with us there 24/7.
No locket. You better upgrade to some diamonds. Don't even think about a locket, Jeff Dollar. Because I know kids are in your future. Don't even think about it.
Yeah, it better be like a string of diamonds, too.
What if it's a special locket? A special locket with a diamond crowning out at the seams.
Ew, Jeff. Ew.
Just thinking out loud.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.